I'm Jeff Nally here on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Eddie Milton is with us, the president of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Federation. And our discussion is the Kentucky Farmland Transition Initiative. President Milton, this is an issue that has been in front of not just Kentucky, but in front of the nation, and that is the loss of prime farmland.
It is, Jeff. You know, we've been talking about this. This is not a new subject, and we've all been talking about it for a long time. After I was elected president, our new executive committee and I sat down and talked about some things that we'd like to do. And we sat down, and this is something that's been near and dear to me with the transition of my farm, taking in a person in to farm with me. And it worked really well for me. And as we see over time that a lot of people are going to be retiring, going out of agriculture, and to see this prime farmland being taken up by other things or being bought up by people that aren't active farmers. And as you know as well as I do, that farmland is so important to a farmer because it is their greatest asset. And that's how they build equity in their farming operations. And as they pay for those farms, they get established and they can buy more farmland, and which in turn you can be more profitable as a farmer if you have that land that it's paid for. So it's just something we felt passionate about. And again, it's not a new subject, but we're excited to get started on this. And really, we've got our project leader is going to be Alita Botts. Alita has been in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, worked on a couple of different farm bills, and she has just retired as executive director in the last couple of years from KCARD, and she's passionate about this project, too. So she and I have talked about it for a number of years and about how we can maybe help get things a little settled and find some ways that we can transition some of this land and keep it in active farmers' hands.
There's not a person who hasn't traveled and could look at a piece of land and remember when it used to be a field. The situation is focused and clear, especially when you look again at the 2022 Census of Agriculture data. Kentucky continues to bleed farmland.
It continued to show the numbers that we don't like to see. You know, we lost about 6,500 farmers in the last 5 years, and we lost 500,000 acres of land, of farmland. And that's just not sustainable. And we've done a little research since then. And in 20 years, we've lost 1.4 million acres of farmland, and we've lost 17,000 farms. And that's not sustainable moving forward. You know, if those numbers continue on, in the next 60 years, we'll lose more than half of our farmers. And so we are better at farming, and we do more with less, but we need people to get into agriculture and stay in agriculture and, again, move that farmland and keep it in active farmers' hands.
So we're discussing the Kentucky Farmland Transition Initiative, and there is a website, kyfarmlandtransition.com. Eddie, what are the resources and what is the information that landowners will find when they go to that site?
Well, kind of the three initiatives that we're going to work on here, kind of the three things that we're going to talk about, the major pieces of it right now. And this is going to continue on, but the first piece is just education and awareness. Get this subject out here, get people talking about it. You know, Jeff, one thing that we can learn from each other is if someone's been through somewhat of a transition, it may work for someone else. So we need people to tell us their stories. So you can get on this website and you can put your story in there or just be involved with us in this project. The second piece of it is trying to get those people hooked up with others like attorneys, CPAs, specialists that are out there that understand farmland transition and what are some options of people to consider, and maybe even get young farmers with people that are going out of agriculture or want to sell their land and find some way to work with this within the confines of what our initiative is going to be, and maybe we can hook those people up together. And then, of course, the third piece in Farm Bureau fashion, We want to look at policy and what is in place now, make people aware of things that are out there, and then is there something we can do on the state level or on the federal level that we can make it easier and more profitable for people to be able to buy farmland, that may be some advantage to the selling farmer, that we can do something legislatively that can help them transition it to an active farmer.
Urban sprawl is real. That's one element that we've lost farmland, but the other is the value of farmland. Many of those who own farmland, obviously they've made investment and they would like a return on that investment. It goes well to Agriculture Commissioner Jonathan Schell's statement of finding rural development that we can bring income so that people will want to keep that land productive as opposed to moving it into other areas like solar farms or sale for homes and housing or business development.
There's no doubt about that, and Commissioner Schell is well aware of the project that we're going to work on here, and he's going to be supportive of it. And, you know, all this plays in, Jeff, to our rural communities. If we lose farmers, if we lose farmland in our rural communities to other things, it takes away from that rural community. And so we want our rural communities to be vibrant, and farmers have a voice, and farmers are always active in their communities, in their churches, and in, you know, in council meetings or in fiscal court meetings. So we want our rural communities to be vibrant, and the ag community is always willing to step up to the plate and do their part.
From the launch of this here at the beginning of April, where do you hope to find traction and how soon to see results?
Well, we're hoping that we can get a lot of traction really soon here. And we've reached out to the commodity groups that are out there, and we've asked them to join our network just to be a part of this, because this is an initiative. It's going to take everybody working together to try to come up with solutions and how can we make this work. So we want everybody to be a part of our network and to get on our website and look at it and be asking, as soon as we get this out, that people join the network and the commodity organizations join in with us and see where we can go with this. But we're really excited about it. And hopefully, you know, we continue on and we're building up to our legislative and our policy process that kind of starts in the summer toward the early summer or late summer, early fall. And so hopefully if there's something policy-wise that we need to do as an organization, that we can get that in place, that when we go into our annual meeting this year, that we can have those in place of what we can do. And, of course, we'll be reaching out to our state legislators and to our congressional delegation to let them know what we're doing and ask them to be a part of this initiative also.
Well, there is a new acronym for Kentucky Agriculture, and that is KFTI, the Kentucky Farmland Transition Initiative. And again, the website is kyfarmlandtransition.com. With Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton, I'm Jeff Nally.